Well, my job in 10 minutes is to tell you a couple of things that we're doing in the medical school. Sudesh mentioned the ambition of the medical school in various different directions. So one of the ambitious things that the medical school has done recently is to support the creation of this thing called the Center for Mechanochemical Cell Biology. You might have noticed this new building that's gone up at the entrance to the campus on Gibbet Hill. The center, of course, is not the building. The center is the people. And these are the colleagues who make up this center. So there's Andrew McCainch, Anna Strauber, Nick Carter, me, and Masanori Mishima. And you'll notice from these kind of sponsors logos here, that we are quite heavily supported by cancer research charities in what we're doing. I'm going to try to explain to you what mechanochemical cell biology is and what it's got to do with improving future medicine. And I'm also going to mention a technological project that we have in this center, which is quite strongly collaborative. And I think it illustrates an important point, which is very often it's more accessible to collaborate widely and between disciplines by concentrating on a technology rather than necessarily on a single scientific problem. So this little chap is a molecular motor. So I don't know if I have a, there we go. This tiny little sort of stick-shaped object here is a molecular motor, and it's pulling a large vesicle. If we can play this. Oh, no, we can't. After all that. There's a movie, never mind. This little motor is pulling this large membrane-enclosed vesicle, which is essentially a bag of components to build cellular machinery. The cell essentially has a huge organizational difficulty. So the way that it solves it is by parceling up components that it wants to build into new cellular machines and transporting them along these trackways inside the cell to their destinations where the balloons full of molecules kind of unload, and then the molecules get built into the new cellular machinery. So the cell is actually filled up. Cells, your cells, my cells, plant cells, filled up with these systems of sort of railway tracks, if you like, inside the cell, along which you have this continuous traffic of intracellular transport. And this is the thing that my colleagues and I are interested in this new Center for Mechanochemical Cell Biology, is really the way that these machines, these cellular machines, which support the transport of these bags of molecular components, these bags of new pieces of machinery along this track system. We're interested in actually how that works. And there's a very good reason from a biomedical point of view to be interested in that question, because both the tracks here, the railway tracks which are supporting this transport process, and the little walking machines which are carrying these bags of molecules along the tracks, both of those things are already very important, well-validated drug targets. So we have a couple of examples here. This is Taxol, that you may have heard of, which is important in certain kinds of cancer therapy, for example, breast cancer. What Taxol does is bind into the structure of the protein subunits that make up this polymeric track and prevent the track from reorganizing itself. So Taxol essentially locks the track into a certain rigid, stiff, fixed organization and prevents it from reorganizing, and that prevents cell division. So that's why this drug is an important resort against cancer, because it can block cell division, it can stop tumors growing. And there's a new generation of drugs which go not for the tracks but for the motors, the walking machines which carry these parcels of components around inside the cell. So there's a whole new generation of drugs which of which we have great hopes, which are targeted to sort of stop this business of transport along the cellular tracks for the same reasons. So we want to actually prevent the cell from dividing by locking up the internal structure of these little walking machines. And just to give you an idea, just a bit of background, so these tracks are about 25 nanometers across, so they're not very much larger for the engineers amongst you than a carbon nanotube or something like that. And that's actually inside every cell in your body. There are hundreds of thousands of these tracks, which are just 25,000 millionths of a meter across. And then these walking machines that carry these bags of cellular parts take steps of 8 nanometers at a time. And we are scientifically focused on understanding the mechanics of that transport process. So healthy aging is the topic today, but this transport process is essentially so ubiquitous and so strongly required for all eukaryotic life, not just animals, not just people, not just animals, plants, things, you know, single-celled yeasts and things like this. They all use basically the same sort of transport machinery. So it isn't just that this thing is useful in medicine, it's also useful, for example, in pesticide research, because if we can find an agent which affects these transport processes in some particular insect, which is a pest, but not in people, then you've got a powerful and useful agricultural agent. Anesthetics as well. If you can prevent this transport in nerves, then you can prevent the nerve from having the chemical ingredients that allow it to fire and that allow nerve cells to communicate. So this fundamental problem about how this walking mechanism works, how these tracks lay themselves down inside cells, and how cells distribute their components correctly in order to build new elements of cellular structure, has enormously wide relevance in biology generally. I don't know if this one's going to play. Nope, this one's not going to play either. This is a non-playing movie which illustrates that in the Alzheimer's brain, exactly this process which I've just referred to, the transport of the signaling chemicals that allow nerve cells to communicate with one another, relies totally on this business of dragging bags of chemicals along these polymeric tracks inside the cells. Don't worry about it. Sorry. So, for example, if the nerve that's sensing contact here at the tip of my toe were to not receive its chemical neurotransmitters. Okay, here's the walking machine. This is a microtubule track. Nope, bad luck. Nice try. Okay, look, I'll be the walking machine. Okay, here we are. All right, here I've got a bag of chemicals that I'm moving around the cell. I'm walking, right, and now a drug hits me and now I stop. That's it, I can't move. That's how this agent works. That's how these chemicals work, these drugs work. That process of resupplying the ends of nerve cells with neurotransmitter, with these chemical signaling molecules, is going on now in your body. It's going on inside your brain. It's going on, for example, there's a long journey that these walking machines make from a cell body in the base of my back down a neuronal axon, down a nerve cell that stretches all the way from the base of my back down to the end of my toe. And that journey takes about 3 days. So this thing walks all the way very slowly from the base of my back down to the tip of my toe. And that's true for all of you. And it's true in a giraffe and a brontosaurus, perhaps, in its day as well. So there's a very long walk that these molecules have to take, and that's important. So quickly, technologically, we're rather well equipped for light microscopy in the new center, but we're actually developing a new microscope, and it's called the Warwick Open Source Microscope. And this work's funded by this WPH Charitable Trust at this point. This is what it looks like. And the point I want to make here is that the design and development construction and implementation of this microscope offers a tremendous opportunity for different bits of Warwick University to actually collaborate around a single microscope project. The idea of this thing is that it's open source hardware to match open source software, which you may well know about already. We want to produce a very high quality microscope, but which can be made rather generally available and thereby allow people who can't currently access really high quality microscopy to do so. And there are various, we're envisaging various strands of this project. For example, we want to do one for ourselves, but we also want to do one for schools. We want to do one for remote environments, want to do one for remote operation. It is not simply a dream, it does actually exist. This is the control board, which Nick Carter in my lab has put together. This is the first iteration of the optical block of the microscope. And this thing will debut on April 24th when we have the president of the Royal Society, Sir Paul Nurse, coming along to open up the new Centre for Mechanochemical Cell Biology at Warwick. This is roughly what it will do. So the optical block here just opens and closes like a sandwich toaster, and you put your specimen in. This is controlled by this board, which I just showed you, and then the board communicates with a web browser, and you can run different microscopes out of different tabs on your web browser if you want to, and you can run the microscope either locally or remotely the same way. So thank you very much.